Today's daf is Yuma daf Lamed Gimel. We left off on daf Lamed Beis Amud Beis at the two dots toward the bottom of the page. The majority of today, first we're going to just finish up the discussion from the Mishnah about Kartzo, about how the Kohen Gadol would begin the Shechita of the Karban, and then another Kohen would come and finish the Shechita of the Karban Tamid so that the Kohen Gadol could do Kabbalah, because the Kohen Gadol has to be the one that does all the Avodas Hayom, and Kabbalah is one of the Avodas Hayom. So the Gemara is going to discuss the Lashon of Kartzo, what it entails in the second Kohen finishing the Shechita. But the majority of today's daf, pretty much the entire daf today, is about what we say every single morning. Abaye Mesad Maracha Mishmei De Gemara Vali B'da B'Shaul, the Seder Maracha in the morning, the Seder of the Avoda in the morning, with the Karban Tamid and the setting up of the piles of wood on the Mizbeach and the Ketores, exactly, and the Hatavas Haneros, exactly the order of everything the way it was done. So first we're going to have the statement of Abaye Mishmei De Gemara Vali B'da B'Shaul of exactly what the order was, and then we go one by one. We take one by one exactly why each item was before the next item. And that takes us through the entire daf. We pretty much stay focused with very few tangents throughout the daf just to explain one after the other. The one slight tangent we have is on the top of Lam Gimel and Beis. The Gemara briefly mentions that we're supposed to put on the Tefillin Shel Yad before we put on the Tefillin Shel Rosh, but then we go right back into it, into the Seder of everything. And then at the very end, we also discuss one other slight tangent, why it is that we choose the number 5 Neros first, then 2 Neros. Why isn't it 4 and then 3, or 6 and then 1, or 2 and then whatever? Why is it 5 and then 2? Of all the numbers to choose, if we have to split up the Atavas and Neros, why would it be 5 and 2? So that's the basic layout of the daf, very easy layout. It's all just the Seder Maracha of every morning. But let's begin from the two dots on daf Lamed Beis and Beis. Hivilo Asatamid Kartzo. So the Mishnah said that they bring the Kohen Gadol, the Karban Tamid, and he makes an incision in the Karban Tamid, but then someone else is Umerik Acher Shechita Al Yado. Someone else, some other Kohen, finishes the Shechita for him. So my Kartza, what does Kartza mean? Amar Ula Lishna Diktalahu. It's a Lashon of killing. Amar of Nachum Bar Yitzchak, Maikra, what's the pasuk that implies that it's a lashon of killing? Because the pasuk says, Egla Yefefiha Mitzrayim, Keretz Mitzafon Bava, that Yirmiyahu Navi says that even though Mitzrayim is very beautiful and peaceful and everything is wonderful now, but there is some murder that's going to be coming from the north. My mashma, how do you see that the word karatz means murder, that it means killing? Kidimitargim Rav Yosef, like Rav Yosef said, the targum on that pasuk should be Malcha Ya'i Hava Mitzrayim, what a beautiful malchus Mitzrayim is, Amam and Ketulin Mitzifona Yesun Allah. But murderous nations are going to be coming from the north onto Mitzrayim. So that's how we know that Kartzo means killing specifically. So based on the targum that Rav Yosef said, Rav Yosef is often the one to provide targum, because we know that Rav Yosef was blind and Dvarim Shebuchsav Yata Rashi Lomar Balpeh, so he wasn't allowed to quote psukim. So the way that he was often viewed as the expert in targum amongst the Amoraim. It's clear in the Gemara over here that we are clear in the Mishnah really already that we divide the Maisa Shechita into two, that there's a double Maisa Shechita. So there is a safer Beis Shmuel, not to be confused with the Beis Shmuel on the side of the Shulchan Aruch of Ne'ezer, a Beis Shmuel from a different Rav, who points out that there is a Ramah in Yerudea, in Simon Reish Samach Vav, which is in Hilchas Mila, who has a Kasha in the Shulchan Aruch, that if Shabbos is Docha Mila, that the Shulchan Aruch says that Shabbos is Docha Mila only if you do yourself the entire Maisa Mila, because we find by the Avodas Kohanim that it's Nischalik. The Beis Shmuel asks that the Ramah is Niskasha B'Divrei HaShulchan Aruch, has difficulty with the Shulchan Aruch saying that Shabbos is Docha Mila only if you do the entire Mila, if after all by Kohanim the Avoda could be divided amongst multiple Kohanim even on Shabbos. So why is it that by Mila, when Mila is Docha Shabbos, it all has to be done by one person and you can't divide the Mila amongst many people? By the Avoda we find that it is divided amongst many people. So the Ramaz Miyashiv that Avoda is Kalechel B'chud, that each person who's involved in the avoda, it's considered a separate avoda. So each part of the avoda is considered a separate entity. So the Sefer Beis Shmuel says, but what about the chalukas hashchita over here? It's clearly an avoda achas. You can't say that the first half of the shchita and the second half of the shchita are two different avodos. It's clearly an avoda achas. So. Well, again, shechita is the love avoda in the sense that a zar is allowed to do it, but it's still an avoda, meaning it's the Gemara refers to it consistently as an avoda on some level. It's still considered to be one of the avodas hakarban. So, and it's certainly docha Shabbos. And so shechita is clearly only one item. It's one avoda. So if you shecht rov and a person shechts rov shnayim, he has finished the avodas hashchita, and that which is left afterwards is not ma'akev. That lechora should be like tzitzin shein ma'akvin, and you shouldn't be allowed to go back and do it on Shabbos. So how can the second kohen finish up over here? Not only are we splitting up a single avoda, what are we splitting? He's going back for the shechita is already done. If the shechita was not already done, it would be possible, because that's called shehia. You're not allowed to pause in the middle of a shechita. So the first kohen cuts the rov shnayim. We're about to see in the Gemara quotes rov of the shnei simanim. That is a full shechita, but we just finish it off as an extra mitzvah, the Gemara is going to say. But so that's tzitzin shein matvin, that's like hider mitzvah that we're going back for. So the Sefer Beis Shmuel points out that you have to say like the Minchas Chinuch, that if you shecht rov shnayim, then there's no chiyuv of chovel anymore, because the behemah is already considered like it's dead. Once you're cutting the rest, after you already shecht the rov shnayim, then it's not an Isser Shabbos anymore. It's like cutting your steak, it's like cutting your meat on your plate on Shabbos. That's not considered a violation of chovel, and that's why I use the lashon of kartso, a lashon of murder, to tell us that it's mutal lemarik because it's a behema ketila. It uses a lashon that we specifically associate with death. That it's not just that you're making an incision; you have caused death, and therefore, since you caused the death of the animal, the next guy that does the cutting is not killing anything. The next guy that does the cutting is not in violation of any halacha in Hilchas Shabbos. If he were, it would be a problem. So the Gemara goes on to say, after telling us the definition of the word kartso bekama, how much does he cut? So Amar Ula berov shnayim, he cuts rov shnei simanim. V'chenom Rabbi Yochanan berov shnayim, he cuts the majority of the two pipes. V'afrei shlakish sava berov shnayim. Damrei shlakish v'chimeachas shashninu rubu shalechad kamahu lama shaninu rov echad ba'of rov shnayim v'behema. Once we know that rubo kikulo, that if you do the rov of any, if you cut the rov of anything, it's ki'ilu, you cut the whole thing. So why does it have to tell me to do rov echad ba'of or rov shnayim v'behema? L'fi shashaninu hevilo satamit kartso merikachar shchita al-yado v'kibla sadam v'zarko. Because it says in our Mishnah that they would bring the Karban Tamid to the Kohen Gadol, he would do the initial incision, someone else would finish, and then he would do the Kabbalah, the Kohen Gadol would do the Kabbalah. So I might think if the other guy doesn't finish it, the carbon is going to be puzzle. So says Gemara, really? Wait a second. Would you really think that if the other guy doesn't finish it, it's going to be puzzle? If that were the case, that would mean that the marika, that the finishing up of the shechita by the other person, if that were ma'akev, that would make it an avoda. And the whole point of why we need the other guy there is because the only person that's allowed to do avoda on Yom Kippur is the Kohen Gadol. He's got to be ready for the Kabbalah. That's the whole reason that we even have the other guy there. But we would be shooting ourselves in the foot if that were an avoda, for having the other guy do an avoda. Only the Kohen Gadol is allowed to do the avoda. That's the rule, the basic, the most fundamental rule in Yom Kippur. V'tanya, kol avodas Yom Kippurim ein ksheiros ela bo. All the avodas of Yom Kippur are only kosher by the Kohen Gadol. Can't be done by anybody else. So what kind of havamina was this? That lo merike puzzle, that it would be puzzle if the other guy doesn't finish it up, that it's a real avoda? No, hachi kamer yachli epasul midrabanan. No, the hava mina is that it would be a psul midrabanan. Of course, midaraisa, it's not pasul. It's not an avoda at all. L'kach shaninu, but because of that, we say rov echad ba'ov, rov shnayim bebehema. That's why why we specifically say Mishnah Yisera to tell us Rov Echad Ba'of, Rov Shnayim Bebehema. V'chemeachada afilu psul midrabanan leka lamali lemarik. Well, if it's not even a psul drabanan, then why do we bother? What's the point of having someone else finish it off? It's not a psul daraisa to not have him do it, and it's not a psul drabanan to not have him do it. So why do we have him there? So the Gemara says mitzvah lemarik. It's a mitzvah lemarik, as Rashi says, kedei lahotzi asadam yafe, in order to get the blood out really well, as a way to really drain the blood out properly. It's like a hiddur mitzvah to do it in the best possible way is to do a really full shechita. Tosos points out on the bottom, im kein havila avoda ba'acher, that if the second guy's cutting is critical, it's going to be a violation of avoda with someone other than the Kohen Gadol. Tosos points out we have another problem if the second guy's cutting is critical. Hachanami avamatz in the mifrach im kein havila shechita b'shnayim, kiven dem lo merik pasul v'im shayim shochten zevach echad afilu b'zeach harzeh pasul k'demuch perik hashochet. We'd have another problem that it would be shechita b'shnayim, and two people are not allowed to do the shechita of a single zevach. V'im tomar mai kasha le'me avoda ba'acher ha'beperik tarif b'kalpi ikam manda machshir afilu shechitas paro bizar va'afilu manda posel henu dafka paro dasi l'chovas yom d'kaya le'aron v'chuka aval tamid l'shayach l'chovas yom ha'kipurim l'kaya le'aron v'chuka b'shechita kivin d'lav avoda hi. So raises the issue that shechita is not an avoda, so why is this a violation of avoda ba'acher? Even when it comes to the par of the Kohen Gadol, there's a shita that you're allowed to do it, but that a zar is allowed to do it, because so maybe even though the avodos hayom need to be done by the Kohen Gadol, but maybe shechita wouldn't count on that list. So why are we bothered that this is an avoda done by somebody else? Now it'd still be pasul midrabanan because it's still close enough to an avoda that it would still at least be problematic midrabanan. The yesh mafarshim mishum demerika tzorech kabbalah v'lo nehir demiyad v'miyutzim basar mirov kama. Some say that no, the reason this is an avoda, even though shechita is not an avoda, is because when you do that merika, that finishing up of the shechita, that enables the kabbalah, and that's why it's so critical. That's why we call it an avoda. And it's got to be done by so that we thought that it has to be done by the Kohen Gadol. So says the Gemara, says Tosos, nah, that's ridiculous to think that the shechita of the Miut Basra is more important than the shechita of the majority. That doesn't make sense. Va'od niyesh mafarshim kivin da'adam or shechita la vavodahi haynu kamosh shapir shabin yakum yerlin zlfishano heges af bechulin v'haymiruk enu ma'akevitz bechulin imkein havi avod v'loye kasher alabo. Others say that the Marika, what we're suggesting is that it would be considered an avoda because it's not done by chulin animals, whereas shechita is lav avoda because it's done by chulin animals. We do shechita by chulin as well. We don't do any of the other avodas when it with chulin animals. So then the Gemara said on the top. So once we establish that it's not a psul daraisa and it's not a psul darabanan, if one fails to do Marika, so why do we do it? So the Gemara said as a mitzvah lemarik, that we want to do it stam as an extra mitzvah to be memarik. So Tosa says, wait a second, tema v'alo afilu b'chulin muchach perik hashochet sheyesh lishchad l'chadchila kol ha'simanim v'lo sagi beruba dum l'asin l'mabiruba. Even when it comes to regular shechting of a chulin animal, we always try to shecht kol ha'simanim. We always try to shecht all the way through to cut the simanim entirely, because cutting rove is not so easy to tell. If you ever witnessed a shechita and you watch them inspect the makom hashechita afterwards, it's full of blood, it's very messy, and it's hard to estimate with your eyes, just by eyeballing it, whether it was in fact rove or not rove. So we always are makbid to shecht all of it. So what kind of question? Lamali lemarik. Why do I bother cutting the entire thing? We always bother cutting the entire thing because that's the safest way to do it. Says Tosus Yeshlomer Hanimili b'chad gavra. Avol b'tray gavri dekvar shachar kohen gadol v'nistalek yasi achrin lemarik nira keshihia. Yeah, we always are makbid to cut the entire thing when one person is doing the entire shechita. But if one person does part of the shechita and then he leaves and someone else finishes up, that is going to look very much like the psul of Shehiyah. It will make it look like he stopped in the middle of a Shechita. People aren't going to realize that he did the majority of the Shechita, which is just as good as doing the whole thing, and the other guy just finished up the slicing. V'nir kilu nishchat ha-zevach b'shnayim havalon l'mesa l'marik u'mashani mitzvah l'marik k'day l'kabel kol adam. But the answer is no, there's a mitzvah l'marik in order to be motzi the dam properly, and as Tosfos adds that's a sort of a hiddur in the mitzvah of Kabbalah Sadam, by being mimarik the blood comes out better, and since the blood comes out better, that's going to be good for the Kabbalah Sadam. So says the Gemara now, okay, that's the end of the discussion about the mimarik, about cutting the rope. Is not the original square. I guess it still is though, because it's still cutting straight. You know, it was happened very quickly, so meaning he didn't like take a break. I don't know. I guess. But he has to quickly grab a kli and be mekabel. I mean, that's why he's. Right, this is part of his training. He's got to figure out how to do rov because he needs to be mekabel. Yeah, it's not going to be makiv. It's not going to be makiv. So now we get into what we say every single day. Abaye mesader ma'aracha mishmeidah gemara v'alib da v'shala. Abaye went through the seder advarim in the morning, mishmeidah gemara, in the name of the entire base medrash. Rashi says mishmeidah gemara means to kule yeshiva the rabbanon the base medrasha v'alib da v'shala in line with the opinion of Abba Shaul that the ketores comes after the hatava of all of the neiros. That was the opinion of Abba Shaul, that we don't interrupt the Hatavas HaNeros with the Ketores in the middle. So we're going to go with Abba Shaul's approach to explain what they did every single morning. So Maracha Gedol Kadamers Maracha Shneishal Ketores. First they would set up the large pile of wood on top of the Mizbech, and then the smaller pile of wood on top of the Mizbech. When you went up the ramp of the Mizbech, if you made a right, that's where the large pile of wood was. If you made a left, that's where the smaller pile of wood was. The smaller pile of wood provided the coals that they would use to burn the Ketores. The Ketores was not actually burnt on the large Mizbech, it was taken off of the front. The coals were taken from that small pile of wood and brought to the Mizbeach HaPrimi, brought to the small Mizbeach, and that's where the Ketores was burnt. Maracha Shnia Shal Ketores Kodemes L'Sidr Shnei Gezirei Eitzim. Setting up the second pile of wood, the small pile of wood, precedes bringing the two blocks of wood onto the large pile, the two additional blocks of wood that they would bring twice a day onto the large pile. The cedar shnei gezirei etzim kodem l'dish mizbeach apnimi, and setting up the shnei gezirei etzim, the two blocks of wood on the large pile, comes before they would clear off the ashes from the mizbeach apnimi to make room for the ketores that was going to be burnt that day. V'dish mizbeach apnimi kodem l'tavos chamesh neros, sweeping off the inner mizbeach comes before the cleaning out of the first five neros of the menorah. V'tavos chamesh neros kodem l'sadam etamid, so cleaning out the first five neros of the menorah comes before the avod of the Dama Tamid, of the blood of the Karman Tamid, the Dama Tamid called them Latav Shtei Neros, and the Dama Tamid comes before the Shtei Neros. So the Dama Tamid means the Shechita and the Zrika of the Dam. So we interrupt the cleaning of the Neros of the menorah with the Shechita and the Zrika of the Dam of the Karman Tamid. Vatav Shtei Neros Kodamas Ketores, the cleaning out of the last two Neros comes before all of the avodos of the ketores. Uketores kodemes levarmen. The ketores comes before we take the limbs of the karmen tamid and bring them up to the large pile of wood to burn on top of the mizbeach. Veivarm lemincha, and the evarim come before the karmen mincha. Umincha lechavi, the mincha that accompanies the karmen tamid. Umincha lechavitin, and the mincha comes before the chavite kohen gadol. Vechavitin lenesachim, the chavitin come before the nesachim of yayin that come together with the karmen tamid. Unesachim lemus. And the Nesachim come before the Karban Musaf, Umusafin Levazichin. And the Karban Musaf comes before the Bezichai Levona, the two spoons of Levona that we need to put by the Shulchan, Uvazichin the Tamid Shalbein Arbaim. And the Vazichin come before the Tamid Shalbein Arbaim. Shnemar, Vehikter Alea Chalve Ashlamim, Alea Ashlam Kala Kabarnas Kulan. We darshan from the Pasuk that it's the Tamid Shalbein Arbaim that finishes up the entire Seder Ayom. So it's Alea Ashlam Kala Kabarnas Kulan. So that's the Seder Avodah of what we needed to do each day. Frek Tosos, wait a second, we skipped something big. What about the Truma Sadashin? Well, why don't we start with Truma Sadashin every day? How does Abaye start with Seder Maracha? How does he start with Maracha Gedola? Before anything, the Truma Sadashin comes first. So Frek Tosos, Temele Amaylo, Kochash, Nami Truma Sadashin, Davia Nami, Tchilis Avod Diyamama. The Gemara kept on referring to it as Tchilis Avod Diyamama. If you wash, you do Kiddushidayim Braglayim, and then you have the sunrise afterwards, or Alos Shachar plus sunrise, whatever, you don't need a new Kiddush Adayim Raglayim if you did that original Kiddush Adayim Raglayim for Trumas Deshen, because Trumas Deshen is considered an Avodah Sayom. Why isn't it mentioned? V'tzarech lor mishum dezimnin makdimin osa me'ashmeros harishona u'me'chatzos. Well, we discussed already how on Yontif they would do it so early, and there were times that they would do it all the way at Chatzos, times they would do it even earlier than Chatzos, from the Ashmer Rishona, Hilkach lo'kachash v'lashay hafsek gadol beino v'inhani, because there was a long break between the Trumas Deshen and all of these things, the kachashiv, aval hanach the kachashiv hayiragin lasozim b'zecherzeh. All of the things that we're mentioning here were done in close proximity, one right after the other. Inami yesh lomer trumas deshen ikur mitzvasa rak b'layla aval hani b'ayim avdin b'yimam harishos b'yadam. Or you could say trumas deshen really is supposed to be done at night. So even though it's the tchilas avodah d'yimama, it's really only done at night. But all of these things, even the seder maracha, which doesn't have to be done by the day, if a person wants to do it by the day, he's allowed to do it during the day. So all of this, that's why the Truma Sadashin gets omitted from this list. So now we go through the list piece by piece to try to figure out why we choose this order that we have in fact chosen. So where do we know that you set up the large pile of wood before you set up the small pile of wood? Titania, because we have a brisa that darshan's the pasuk as follows. That refers to the Moktal Mizbech, it refers to the Maracha Gedola. That's the larger fire on the Mizbech. The Eish HaMizbech, Tukat Bo, Zu Maracha Shnei Shel Ketores. That Eish HaMizbech, that refers to the Maracha Shnei Shel Ketores, the smaller Maracha. So that's how I know that the Maracha Gedola comes before the smaller Maracha. Says Mar, but the Epechana, maybe it's the reverse. Maybe that first Pasuk is about the smaller Maracha and the second Pasuk is about the Maracha Gedola. How do you know which one is which? So Mistavra, Maracha Gedola, that's more mistavra that the Maracha Gedola would take precedence because it has more kapara associated with it. What does it mean it has more kapara associated with it? You burn all karbanos on the Maracha Gedola. Anything that gets burnt on the Mizbech gets burnt on the Maracha Gedola. The Maracha Shniyah was to make the coals for the to burn the Ketores on. But that was it. It was for the Ketores. The Maracha Gedola had all these different karbanos. So that's kapara smruba. Says Adraba, Maracha Shniyah difa shekin. Maybe the Maracha Shnia has an advantage in that it has more Kedusha apparently because it's brought Lifnim. So maybe that should tell you something about its relative value over the Maracha Gedola. Says Marana, afilu achi kaparasim ruba adifa. Of those two issues, kaparasim ruba is a more important issue, and that shows us that the Maracha Gedola is of greater value than the Maracha Shnia. Or the other explanation of why the Maracha Gedola is still considered to be to take precedence, even though the Maracha Shnia is brought lefnim, is sometimes the Maracha Gedola is also brought lefnim. Even that very quality that makes the Maracha Shnia so special, the Maracha Gedola also has. If they don't have enough ashes from the Maracha Shnia, then they would take from the Maracha Gedola to burn the Ketores. So that the very quality that would distinguish the Maracha Shnia, in fact, distinguishes the Maracha Gedola. There is a comment that the Aderes makes where he says that he was in Baranovich once, and he was by the Rav of Baranovich. It was not Rav Elchanan Wasserman, it was Rav Chaim Yehuda Leib of Chansky, and when he was there, since he was visiting, they brought him several fruits to, you know, they brought out a fruit plate, and they brought avatiach, they brought watermelon, and they brought also peaches, and he didn't know which one to make a bracha on first. Shulchan Aruch says Bar Pri Eitz comes before Bur Pri Adama, but he said Avatiach was a Pri Chadash, so he had to make a Shechianu. So maybe because it's Meruba Mitzvaso, maybe because it has multiple mitzvahs, multiple brachas you're supposed to make on it, maybe it should beat out a regular Bur Pri Eitz. And he says, based on the Gemara in Yumalam Gimelam Ralf, Meruba Mitzvaso is Adif, even though one may have a higher quality that Lifnim, it's brought Lifnim, so therefore it has more Kedusha or whatever, so the Eitz technically comes before, but that which you do many mitzvahs with, Kapara Rasa Meruba means we'd use the Maracha Gedolah to do many mitzvahs, to burn many karbanos with it. So maybe that would change the seder of brachos. So the Rav in Baranovich told him he should say the Shechianu first, and Dara said no. Then it's going to look like I'm making a Shechianu. I mean, you say the Shechianu, eat the peaches, then make a bar pri adam on the watermelon. He says no, it's going to look like I said the Shechianu on the peaches if I say the Shechianu first. So on the right of the Adarish from the Gemara in Yuma, so it's pointed out, Rav Zilberstein points out over here that maybe Meruba Karparaso is only a simen that the Maarach HaGadol is greater. Maybe that's not the reason the Maarach HaGadol is greater. I mean, maybe this isn't a great raya. Maybe the why is it that we burn so many karbanos on the Maarach HaGadol? Because the Maarach HaGadol is greater. I mean, the cause and effect is not so obvious. It's not that the Maarach HaGadol is greater because of the multiple karbanos. The multiple karbanos is a result of the fact that the Maarach HaGadolah is to be treated with more respect. So he wasn't sure that was a great raya. Now the svar the Adaris had that riboy brachos is a reason for kadima is also somewhat questionable. In Hilchos Chanukah and Siman Tav Reish Ayin Tes, Shulchan Aruch discusses on erev Shabbos Chanukah. What do you light first, Neros Chanukah or Neros Shabbos? So on erev Shabbos Chanukah, we first light Neros Chanukah, then Neros Shabbos. And the Mishpura says to fulfill the shita of the Yesh Omrim that if you're Madlik Ner Shabbos, you're ready Mekabel Shabbos. So once you're Mekabel Shabbos, you can't light Neros Chanukah. Mishpura says, Rov Poskim are Cholik on that and hold that it's not Talion Kabbalah Shabbos, not Talion Adlaka Saner. When a man lights, only when a woman lights, a woman is Mekabel Shabbos when she lights, but a man who lights Neros Shabbos is not Mekabel Shabbos with Adlaka. But Lechara, there's if according to the Adaras, you have a better Svara that Ner Chanukah is Meruba Mitzvaso. So that's why you should make two brachas in Ner Chanukah. So maybe that's why you should light Ner Chanukah before the Ner Shabbos. So you could say Ner Shabbos is different because Ner Shabbos is Ikara Daraisa. It's for Kras Al Shabbos Odin, Kol Shia Mechubar. It's a din of Kavod Shabbos, a din of Onik Shabbos. So it's at least Midivrei Kabbalah, as opposed to Ner Chanukah, which is purely Midivrei Sofrim. So it could be that would beat out the Kaparasa Meruba or the Mitzvasa Meruba, the fact that you have so many brachos that you do. But again, then you have on the flip side, you have Ner Shabbos is also Tadir, and the fact that Tadir V'Sheinu Tadir Kodim, that would be the ultimate decider of Lechora. That's why we would light Ner Shabbos before Ner Chanukah. Okay, anyway, that's part of the discussion that the Poskim have over here about the in relation to the which pile of wood was the more important pile of wood. So we said the Maarach HaGadolah comes before the Maarach Shniyah Shel Ketores. Says the Gemara further now, and the second step, Maarach Shniyah Shel Ketores Kodemes Sidur Shnei Gezirei Eitzim. The Maarach Shniyah Shel Ketores comes before they take the two blocks of wood and put it on the Maarach Gedolah Minalan. How do I know that that's true? Dichsiv, because we dash from Pasuk. Ubir Aleha HaKoin Eitzim Baboker Baboker. Aleha v'lo al chavrito. We darshan from the word aleha that you burn on it and not on the other pile of wood. Mechal di isa l'chavrita. The implication is that the chavrita already exists, that the second pile of wood already exists by the time you're burning the ketores. So v'hai aleha mibay. So that's how we know that the ma'arach shniyah shel ketores has to come before the sidur. I'm sorry. That by the time you're putting shnei gezirei eitzim, the second pile of wood already exists. So that's how we know that preparing the second pile of wood comes before the Shnei Gezirei Eitzim. So frankly, more, but we already need a leha just to teach me the pashup shot that you put the two pieces of wood on the Maarach HaGadolah. And forget about any fancy drushes you're going to make. Aleha v'lo al chavrita. It's needed just to teach me where you put it. So it says more, trei aleha ksivi. It says aleha twice to teach both the pashup shot, the pashup reading, as well well as the fact that the other pile of wood must already exist by the time you do the Sidur Shnei Gezirei Etzim. Next step, Sidur Shnei Gezirei Etzim Kadum Adish Mizbeach HaPnimi. The Sidur Shnei Gezirei Etzim comes before the cleaning off of the Mizbeach HaPnimi. Afagav Dahach Ksiv Baboker Baboker Vach Ksiv Baboker Baboker. By both of these avodos, the term, the double term, Baboker Baboker, is used, so therefore you would think that there's no way to tell which one should come first. Afilu Hachi Machshir Adif. That which paves the way for the Ketores should come before anything that has to do with the Ketores. And burning wood is what paves the way for the Ketores, because that's what makes the coals to be able to burn Ketores on. So that's why the Sidur Shnei Gezirei Etzim comes before the Dish Mizbeach HaPnimi, which is already the beginning of the Avodos HaKetores. So Machshir Mayniu Shnei Gezirei Etzim V'Amr Shnei Gezirei Etzim Larcha Gedola Azli. What do you mean? Burning the Shnei Gezirei Etzim is a machshir for the Ketores. Where are we putting the Shnei Gezirei Etzim? We're putting them on the big pile on the Mizbeach. That's not where we get the coals for the Ketores. We get the coals for the Ketores from the Maracha Shnia Shel Ketores. The small pile of wood on the Mizbeach is where we get the coals for the Ketores. So how can you call the Shnei Gezirei Etzim a machshir for the Ketores? They do absolutely nothing for the Ketores. So Rabbi Yirmiya Shum Etzim. Rabbi Yirmiya says, yeah, but generally the concept of burning wood is what prepares for the Ketores. These particular blocks of wood are not going to prepare anything for the Ketores, but theoretically the idea in principle of burning wood does prepare for the Ketores, and therefore we consider it a machshir. Ravina Amar Hol V'Hiskel B'Maracha Gomer. Ravina gives a totally different answer, not to this last question of how we can call it a machshir. He says, forget about the fact that it's a machshir. It's not a machshir. The reason why we put the Shnei Gezirei Etzim before we do the Dishun is because once we're setting up wood, we finish setting up wood. So we set up the big pile, we set up the small pile, put the Shnei Gezirei Etzim, and then we move on to the next thing. It's a strange order of the Gemara, because now Ravashi Amar, Ravashi goes back to explain why it's called a machshir, why putting the Shnei Gezirei Etzim is a machshir. Ravashi Amar, Ilo Mishkach Etzim L'Maracha Shnia, Milo Ma'ayil Mimaracha Gedola. Ravashi says it could be a machshir, because if there isn't what to take from the Maracha Shnia, so then we take the coals from the Maracha Gedola in order to burn the Ketores, and when we're taken from the Maracha Gedola, so the Shnei Gezirei Etzim were burnt on top of the Maracha Gedola, so certainly the Shnei Gezirei Etzim is then in that situation, at least it's helping us get ready for the Ketores. Tosus raises the question, what did we say Machshir Adif? That's why the Shnei Gezirei Etzim should come before the Dishon of the Mizbeach. Frak Tosus Temeli Lema Taima Mishim Tadi V'Sheinu Tadi Tadi Kodim Sidur Gezirin Tadi Tvei Du Pamayim B'Chol Yom V'Dishon Mizbeach Apnimi Enu El Pamachas. Much more simple svara. Tadi V'Sheinu Tadi Tadi Kodim, in general, in all of Dinei Kedima, which is all this entire daf is about. How do I know this one comes before that one, that one comes before that one? In all of Dinei Kedima, the most fundamental rule is Tadi V'Sheinu Tadi Tadi Kodim. So you have an easy one over here. Shnei Gezirei Etzim happens twice a day. The Dishon Mizbeach Apnimi happens once a day. Tadir v'sheinu tadir, tadir kodem. So of course the Shnei Gezirei Etzim should come first. So says Tosfos, no, v'yesh lomar, to lo gamrin min levar olos habokar, shal olos hatamid, tadir kodem, ele hechot de travayu shavu, de zuvuzu matana, dumya de tmidinu musafin, avol kol ki agavna, de chada v'yavodus matana, v'chada v'odus siluk lo. He says, with the rule, it's a big chiddush, the rule in tadir v'sheinu tadir, tadir kodem, is when both avodus are similar to each other. They both involve placing something on something. Then we say Tadav Shein Tadav Tadav Kodim. But when you have one avodah that's an avodah matana, like putting the Shnei Gezirei Etzim on the Mizbeach, and another avodah that's an avodah siluk, like removing the ashes from the Mizbeach HaPnimi, then we don't say Tadav Shein Tadav Tadav Kodim. It's only when we are within the same parsha that we say Tadav Shein Tadav Tadav Kodim. Okay, moving on in the Seder Advarim, four lines from the bottom, V'dish Mizbeach HaPnimi Kodim LaTavos Chamesh Neros, and the cleaning off of the Mizbeach HaPnimi comes before the cleaning out of the Chamesh Neros. My time, why is that so? Amar Abaye, Gemara Gamir Nesvara LaYadana. So Abaye says, don't know, it's a Gemara, we have a tradition that's so, but don't know the Svaras. Vasema says that Abaye is not really, that meaning, let's see Rava first. Rava Amar, Kedresh Lakish, Dom Resh Lakish, Ein Ravir Nal Mitzvos. Rava says, no, it's very obvious why. Why? Because that's what you encounter first. Meaning, after the Sidur Shnei Gezir Eitzim, so you then move on to the Dishrim Mizbeach HaPnimi, because you have to do the mitzvah that comes to you first. As Rashi points out, Ein Ma'avir HaPogea B'mitzvah Lo Yavar Mimena V'Nafkalem B'Mechilta Mimushmartim Es HaMatzos Kari Beis HaMitzvos Lo Tantalo Shetam Chutz V'Tiyashen. Person shouldn't wait for the mitzvahs to become old and to become stale. So the Ein Ma'avir Na L'Mitzvah. So you have to do what comes to you first. So whatever you pass by first has to be taken care of first. So Sfasemis writes, wait a second, does that mean that Abaye doesn't hold to the rule of Ein Ma'avir Na L'Mitzvahs? Is Ein Ma'avir Na L'Mitzvahs subject to Machlokas? To Machlokas Abaye and Rava? So Sfasemis writes, Abaye was not mistapik with the time of Ein Ma'avirin. He holds that if you pass by the Mizbeach and you stand next to the menorah, you have to go back to the Mizbeach to be Medashin and not to be made to the Neros of the menorah. But according to Rava, that the whole reason is because of Ein Ma'avirin, then in that case where you pass by the Mizbeach and you go to the menorah, then you would have to do the menorah first, because now it would be Ein Ma'avirin to leave the menorah. Meaning, it's not that Abaye disagrees with the time of Ein Ma'avirin. Abaye is trying to tell us that it's broader than Ein Ma'avirin over here. That you would always do the Dish Mizbeach before the Hatavas HaMenorah, and if it were just for Ein Ma'avirin, you wouldn't always do it, because if you already passed by and you already went to the second one, then you would do the second one first. So that's how the Sfasemis understands that they're not actually arguing whether there is or is not a rule of Ein Ma'avirin al Mitzvos. The reason this is a situation of Ein Ma'avirin al Mitzvos is because when you go into the Hechel, the first thing you get to is the Mizbeach. So you have to deal with the Mizbeach first before you go on to the menorah. How do I know the first thing you hit when you go into the Hechel is the Mizbeach before the menorah? Titania, the Braisa, lays out the Hechel for us, tells us where everything was. Shulchan b'tzafon, mashuch min hakosel shtei amos mechza. The Shulchan was in the northern side, 2.5 amos off of the wall. Umenorah bedarum, the menorah was on the southern side. That's why the Gemara Baba Basra says, Harotza lahashir, if someone wants to become wealthy, he faces the north, because the Shulchan represents Hashirus. Someone wants Harotza lahachim, yadrim. Someone who wants to become wise faces the south, because the menorah represents Chachma. So the menorah was in the south. Meshuch menakosel shtei amos umechza, also 2.5 amos off of the wall. Mizbeach memutza va'omid be'emtza. Umashuch klape chutz kima. The Mizbeach was right in between the Shulchan and the menorah, was in the center of the room, but it was a little bit closer toward the door. It wasn't directly interrupting between the Shulchan and the menorah. It was like a triangle. The Shulchan was closer to the door of the Heichal. V'nukmi la'dayu, but why can't we line them all up one right after the other in a straight line? Why do we have to make a triangle out of them? Why can't we just put the Mizbeach right in between? Kivin dechsiv, es ha-menorah, nochach ha-shulchan, v'inan dechaz va'adadi. Since the Pasuk says that the menorah is nochach ha-shulchan, we don't want anything interrupting. We don't want anything in between the menorah the Shulchan. So the Mizbeach HaPnimi is mashuch klape the door of the Heichel. So it's a little bit out closer to the door. And that's why when you go into the Heichel, the first thing you're going to encounter is the Mizbeach before you encounter the menorah. Memela, you have Ein Ma'avirin al Mitzvos. The Chai Yadam Klal Samaches. My brother wrote a whole sefer just on Klal Samaches of the Chai Yadam. Chai Yadam goes through all the rules of Mitzvos. Zrizim Makdim al Mitzvos, Ein Ma'avirin al Mitzvos, Mitzvah Bayosim B'shlucha, any rule you could think of relating to mitzvahs, he goes through what those rules are. So the Chayadim starts, the very first rule he has is Kaimelon, Ein Ma'avirin al Mitzvos. Ratzalomar, what does that mean? Mitzvah Shetavu Liyadu Tchila Ya'asena V'lo Ya'nichena. When you have a mitzvah that comes to your hand first, do it and don't put it aside. M'neshe Rotzach Shav Lasa Sacher, it's just because you want to do a different one. V'acharkach Ya'aseh and then to come back to this one, even if you still plan on doing the first one, you still you just want to do the other one first, even that's aser. For sure, if you don't plan on doing the first one at all, it's going to be aser. Vu iser min haTorah shenemar ushmartim esamatos karibei hamitzvos bechirik. So he says, and this is a mitzvah min haTorah that because it says shmartim esamatos, and he says kein kasu tosus yumal lamed gimel lamed aleph behedya, and that's Rasha is from Rashi over here on the bottom of the lamed gimel lamed aleph. Rashi quotes that Rasha. So that's the rule of Ein Ma'avirin al Mitzvah. mitzvahs, it's in fact a daraisa. So my brother's first discussion is, well, is it even agreed upon by everybody? Because it sounds like it's the machlokes Abaye Rava. We already discussed that. The Sfas Emes points out that it is agreed upon by everybody. Abaye is just trying to expand the Seder HaDvarim over here. And then the next discussion my brother has is the difference between Ein Mavirin El Mitzvos versus, let's say, Zrizin Makadimin Le Mitzvos. There are a lot of klalim that sound the same. Ein Mavirin El Mitzvos, Zrizin Makadimin Le Mitzvos, Mitzvah Bal Yad Ayach Mitzana. There are a few others that I'm just not thinking of right now. What? Right, there are a lot of klalim that sound very similar. Rav Asher Weiss in his Minchas Asher and Chumash in Parshas Vayera tries to be magdir the difference between all these different concepts. L'chora in ma'avirin al mitzvos and zrizim makdimin are different things. Zrizim makdimin is when you don't yet have the chefta shel mitzvah directly in front of you, and you just know that you have a mitzvah that you have to do today, so go hurry up and do that mitzvah. Ein ma'avirin al mitzvos is because you've now encountered that mitzvah, it's here, you pulled out the tefillin, so you now have to put on the tefillin, you can't put it down. Because you pulled out to put it down would be to be ma'avir on the mitzvah, to bypass a mitzvah. Okay, there's a lot to say about that, but we got to move here. So Amar Rava says the Gemara, Shmamina, this is one of our few tangents in today's daf, Midrash Lakish, we see from Rish Lakish, is the Ein Ma'avirin al mitzvos, Avuri Dara Totafta Aser, Hechiyavin Midara Lototafta, that a person should to put on the tefillin shel yad after the tefillin shel rosh is aser, because a person encounters the shel yad first. So what he should do is when he takes off the tefillin, he should remove the tefillin shel rosh first, and then the tefillin shel yad. So that when he puts on the tefillin, he should put on the tefillin shel yad first, and then put on the tefillin shel rosh. Tos points out that we don't need Reish Lakish to teach us this. We already know the Gemara says in Menachos explicitly when you're maniach shel yad v'achach shel rosh, because says, and then Vayul Tatafos Ben Enecha. So we already know the Seder HaDvarim. The Gemara also darshans Vayul Tatafos Ben Enecha, that calls man that the Tatafos are Ben Enecha, you're supposed to have multiple sets, you're supposed to have Shal Yad on also. You should never have the Tefillin Shal Rosh on without having the Tefillin Shal Yad on. So when you take it off, you always take off the Tefillin Shal Rosh first. So Tosfos points out that Rabbeinu Tam writes, B'Shem Rav Haigon, that we're talking about when we're removing Tefillin over here, that you remove the Shal Rosh first and then the Shal Yad, and the reason he says is so that the next day when you have to take them out, you'll hit the Shal Yad first, because that's what's got to come first. So that's why you remove the Shal Rosh first. And then he quotes from Rabbeinu Eliyahu that it's about Mishmush that we're talking about, that when a person Mashrish B'Tfilin called Shal, a person should always be touching his Tfilin, you should first touch the Shal Yad and then touch the Shal Rosh. Someone just asked me yesterday, someone cracked their skull and is unable to put on Tfilin Shal Rosh, he wanted to know, does he put on Tfilin Shal Yad? So the answer is absolutely yes. The Mishnah says in Maseches Menachos that they're not ma'akiv each other. They're two separate mitzvahs. Not only that, even things that are one mitzvah, tcheles and lavan, are not ma'akiv each other, even though it's only one mitzvah to wear tzitzis. So you would wear lavan even if you don't have tcheles, or tcheles even if you don't have lavan. But certainly, tefillin shel yad, tefillin shel rosh, if you can only do one, you do that one. So back in the Gemara now. V'atavos chamesh neros kodemus damatamid kamalatav shtei neros. We interrupt the atavos haneros with the damatamid in the middle. So my timer, why is that so? Amar abaya hu baboker baboker is shnei gezir eitzim v'lo tzrichi shadinu lahacha. The phrase baboker baboker that it says by shnei gezir eitzim is not needed for shnei gezir eitzim. So we borrow those words baboker baboker and we use them over here. Chad shadia atavos chamesh neros to look to me the damatamid. One of those babokers we use on the atavos chamesh neros to tell us it comes before the damatamid. The chad shadia the damatamid the nictam the atavos shtei neros. And one of those babokers we use to associate with the damatamid to tell us it comes before the atavos shtei neros. Because by adding an extra baboker to the Hatavos Chamesh Neros, it makes three babokers by the Hatavos Chamesh Neros and only two by the Damatamid. When we add an extra baboker to the Damatamid, we now have two babokers by Damatamid. We also have two babokers by the Hatavos Shtei Neros, but still the Damatamid has to come before the Hatavos Shtei Neros, even though they're equal in the number of babokers that they have, because a mechaper is always better. And that Tavas HaNeros are not a mechaper, the Damatamid is a mechaper. Amalei Rav Papa L'Abaye, ve'eim achad shadil adish mezbeach ha'pnimi, denakt me l'damatamid, da'hachat tlas avachat rei. How do you know that that's where you're supposed to put the babokers? Maybe one of these babokers should be used for the dish mezbeach ha'pnimi to tell me it comes before the Damatamid, so that there are three for Dishu Mizbeach HaPnimi and two for Dama Tamid. V'chad Shadil Dama Tamid, the Niktal Matavs Chamesh Neros. And the other one to tell me that the Dama Tamid, it should be used for the Dama Tamid, tell me it comes before even that Tavs Chamesh Neros. So instead of using one for that Tavs Chamesh Neros and therefore allowing that Tavs Chamesh Neros to come before the Dama Tamid, don't use any of them for Tavs Chamesh Neros and have the Dama Tamid come before that Tavs Chamesh Neros. Because after all, it's a mechaper, so it should come before even that of chamish neros. Says Gemara, no, because if you do that, then what are you going to break up that tavas chamish neros from that tavas shtei neros with? You need to break it up with something. Says Gemara, if you hold the whole reason we break it up is just to make a big scene out of it, so you don't need to break it up with anything. You can break it up with a break. You can break it up by just taking a breather, and that would accomplish what you need to accomplish. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, who says that Baboker Boker, that it's part of the Seder Avoda, that it needs to be broken up, so then it needs to be broken up with something. That's why we need to dafka have the Dama Tamid done right in the middle, in between the Atav's Chamesh Neros and the Atav's Shtei Neros. Amrli Ravina Ravashi, Hai Baboker Baboker De Eitzim Mimi Yaser, is this really an extra Baboker Baboker by the Shnei Gzir Eitzim? Hamim Bai Lelu Gufei, Dukam Rachman, and Niktim Marach Shneel Shal Kataras. Don't we need it to teach me that it comes before the Marach Shneel Shal Kataras? Amrli, Vilav Ukimna Aleha Velol Chavirta, Michal Di Isal Chavirta. No, we don't need it to teach us that it comes before the Marach Shneel Shal Kataras. We already had a drush on Amad Aleph that taught us that the Shnei Gzir Eitzim come before the Marach Shneel Shal Kataras. Remember when we said Aleha Velol Al Chavirta, that you put the Shnei Gzir Eitzim on the big pile, not on the small pile, implying that the small pile already exists by the time you're doing the Shnei Gzirei Eitzim. Okay, so we'll stop there. I guess we'll stop there.